From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. If you're one of countless Americans who held a little Super Bowl shindig yesterday, perhaps you went a little overboard with all the food prep. And today you're left with lots of uneaten chicken wings and cold pizza in the fridge, not to mention the big bowl of spinach dip and all those bags of chips. Now imagine the amount of leftovers from the Hard Rock Stadium, which seats around 65,000 people. Plus, all the South Florida restaurants and eateries who started their Super Bowl events well before game day. The local chapter of a national nonprofit is trying to make sure that food doesn't go to waste. With us in the studio is Ellen Bowen, Miami site director for Food Rescue U.S. I was struck by the name Food Rescue. Usually when you think of rescue, you think of pets, quite frankly.
That's
so
right.
What exactly does Food Rescue U.S. try to do?
What we try to do is we try to recover or rescue perfectly good, usable, healthy food that would normally end up in landfills and direct transfer it to the people who need it most. 40% of all food is wasted, yet 1 in 7 people go to bed hungry every night. So this is an opportunity to take that food and actually bring it to the people that are needing it most and to bring them healthy food. Anything that is unsold, unused, handled properly, we can rescue it. There is a law called the Bill Emerson Law that allows for any food that's donated in good faith to be free of liability to the donor. So we're able to pick up food from hotels, restaurants, and take it directly to the homeless shelters, the soup kitchens, the food insecure.
So it's not only the leftover hamburgers and fries from concession stands at the Hard Rock, right? It's from a lot of restaurants throughout South Florida.
Absolutely. And markets, too. You know, a lot of times things are not expired yet, but they have new inventory coming in. So many times we'll pick up there and also take to a number of the shelters and the soup kitchens.
But not private citizens. So if
no.
If I have leftovers, I can't call Food Rescue and say, hey, come take my stuff.
No, unfortunately, you can't. We really only rescue from places that have kitchen facilities, refrigeration facilities, and we direct transfer it within a half hour to all of our receiving social service agencies.
How big a problem is food waste right here in South Florida?
It's really a huge problem. I mean, there is so much waste that goes on, especially in, you know, cities that have a lot of tourism, like Miami, Fort Lauderdale. The big hotels are always hosting conferences, events, and so much of that food just does end up in the landfill. And actually, incidentally, decomposing food in landfills actually contributes more harmful methane gas to the environment than auto emissions. So we're not only feeding people, we're also really helping the environment by keeping the food out of landfills.
Ellen, how did you get involved with this organization in the first place?
I am actually a food blogger, and every time I met with chefs and spent time in restaurants, I saw and I heard from them how much food was wasted. And I said, well, there has to be a solution for this, and there wasn't. So I researched and I found an organization based up actually in Connecticut called Food Rescue U.S. They had just developed an app, and that's really been the game changer for all of us. So I partnered with them and brought Food Rescue U.S. to Miami. We do everything based on the app. The donor requests the pickup. We match it with a social service agency, and then volunteers actually go on the app and then claim the pickup and the drop-off. So we've done over 650 rescues in about a year and about 300,000 pounds of food.
We've been talking with Ellen Bowen. Her food blog, MIA Bites, covers the upscale South Florida food scene, but Ellen is also the Miami site director for Food Rescue U.S. That's an organization that picks up food that would ordinarily go to landfills, like the leftovers from the Super Bowl, and makes sure it gets to shelters and other organizations that feed the needy. For more information about how you can donate or volunteer as a driver, please visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.